On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. You can catch us live or go back to the podcast and catch us later.
Yep.
KSRO.com. Go to Facebook and learn more about our guests and upcoming shows. If you like us, like the page. Why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? It's a nice page.
It is a good page. And you put some interesting articles and things on there as well, too. So
I do. And it's designed really well by the people at Facebook.
Oh, yes. So easy to navigate.
they really know what they're doing.
Thanks, the Facebook.
Yeah, thanks, the Facebook. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give the folks over at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. They'll help you explore your options and figure out what works for you and what doesn't. Call 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I work at Bay Equity Home Loans, in case some of you didn't realize that. I've been with them for almost 9 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, we've got offices everywhere around here. You know, we're a local direct lender. We've got offices up in Hidden Valley Lake, Windsor, Ukiah. We have offices in Petaluma and Santa Rosa and Roanoke Park and Sacramento. And we're also in about 35 states.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you want to work with a local mortgage banker, because we don't do credit cards, auto loans, and depository relationships.
Nope.
What we do is we make home loans. And we do the credit decision in-house. We offer great rates. Again, call us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. So rates are kind of moving around quite a bit. Lots of things are happening in the market, eh?
Right.
So I don't know why I did that.
That was fun.
I really apologize.
Okay.
let's start over.
Well, part of it is Janet Yellen, right? When she talks, the markets go, what?
Yeah, when she talks, the markets go, what? That's really good way of putting it. I like that. Yeah. So what did she talk about last week?
Well, she was talking about plans to continue to raise the benchmark interest rate. Yeah.
What?
I know.
Rates are going up?
People get so worried about that.
They do. And you know what I tell people? I talked to a gentleman yesterday, and he called me, wanted to find out about he was very determined to get a hold of me. He called me. I was out of town over the weekend. I went down to Carmel.
Nice.
I never stayed down there.
Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to definitely be on my short list of regular weekend. No, I shouldn't say regular. It's Carmel. Right. It wasn't cheap. Right. But it's definitely going to be on my list of places to go.
Yeah.
And where was I? Oh, I was unavailable. I was not available to this gentleman. He called me, And then he gets on the phone. I tell him what we're doing. He's like, what are the rates? I go, well, they're going to go up and down today. They're kind of around the 4% mark. And he says, well, I'm at 3.75 right now. I said, well, I get that. But you want to borrow $100,000 in additional cash out. So that's going to affect your interest rate, because there's 30 different things that affect an interest rate. And one of them is if you get cash,
right,
it can affect your interest rate. And he said, well, you know, I've already had several loans over the last 4 years. And, you know, I think I'll be fine, and I'll figure out something else. I'm going to pull from my retirement. Pull from retirement? He's of retirement age, so I guess you want to pull your investments, move them around a little bit. But money's cheap. You're telling me the difference between 3.75 and 4% on an interest rate is going to make the determination as to whether or not you're going to borrow the money or take it from your investments that are earning you money as a retiree, as a primary source of income?
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, sometimes people just don't want to listen to good advice, which is what we try to do, is give people impartial advice. It's not necessarily that I want to just go make everyone loans, but at least some things make sense and some things don't. And pulling from your retirement to buy, I won't get into the details for his privacy, to get into improving your home, $100,000 versus pulling it out of the equity of the home that you plan to improve, there's a better decision.
Right.
That's what we do.
And knowing the options, that's very important.
Knowing the options is really important, and it starts by having just a simple conversation. And the fifth or sixth thing I'm going to talk about is the rate. But first, I want to get into the goals, and that's what you need to do when you're talking to your lender. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of our loan officers at Bay Equity Home Loans do, is we sit there and we talk about your goals, and we match it up to the available loan programs. And that's just how we do it. That's because I've been doing it so long. I've got a great guest. Her name is Sandy Geary. She's a real estate agent. She's been doing this a really long time, 42 years. I bet she has the same type of consultative approach. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, George. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling us and joining the show. So I was looking at your resume, quite impressed, and I know that you're working with Roger Farah at Bay Equity Home Loans, but tell us more about yourself and your experience in real estate.
Well, I've been, like I said, doing this for 40 plus years. I don't want to say how many because I don't want people to think I'm old, because I'm not. I'm really not. High energy, working every day, work weekends and evenings. I've always considered myself an on-call agent, and that means when my clients need me, I try to always be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been through a lot of different markets, and like you, when I meet a client, I first want to find out what their real goal is before we start throwing houses at them or prices to sell their home. You know, I like to know what they're really trying to accomplish.
How do you do that in a market today? We're challenged by the internet giving out a lot of cheap, free information that's not really that reliable. How do you deal with giving out good, reliable information and countering the pressures of the internet to sort of take clients away from you?
Well, you know, the internet is a great source for general information. I mean, if you want to know how much generally your house is, in fact, there was recently a lawsuit on Zillow because somebody felt that it affected the value of his home because Zillow was saying his home was worth one thing and he was in escrow with a buyer at another price and the buyer listened to Zillow.
Interesting.
And of course that, you know, caused a conflict of concern.
Yeah.
So, you know, people need to realize that some of the internet stuff you're looking at, you need to use it for what it is. It's general information.
Yeah.
If you really want specific information, what's really going on, you need to speak to your real estate professional.
Absolutely.
Because we're the ones that are in it every single day.
I think so many people have become to rely on information and they think it's truth, right? Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true. If Zillow says my house is worth $419,000, it's got to be worth $419,000. But the reality of it is there's so many dynamics that go into understanding value of house and also marketability of the house, right?
Absolutely. And today, you know, your buyers are sophisticated. They all want a house that's ready to go. I mean, you'll get those investors and the buyers that will come in and say, well, I want some sweat equity. And they don't really understand when they're telling me they want sweat equity. All they want to do is paint and carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And that doesn't take a lot of sweat.
No.
Especially when Home Depot does it.
Yes, that's right. Make a phone call. So, you know, it's really, you know, like working with a seller, you know, you've got to go in, you take a look at the house, and, you know, I've had a lot of fun just going in and helping people rearrange their furniture sometimes to make the room look a little bigger.
Sure.
You know, to help them get the highest and best price for their property.
And then they're like, hey, honey, why didn't we do this before? I don't want to sell.
I know.
This room works?
I do that all the time. I don't want to fix it up too nice for them because they won't want to sell. But, no. That really does happen. You know, I've done that. And then with your buyers, you know, it's the same kind of thing. I want to know what their goal is. Are they going to raise their kids there? Do they need to be near an elementary school? What their commute time is? All that kind of stuff before we decide really what's the best area for them to purchase a home.
Right. Or, you know, look, there's so many different reasons why people sell and buy real estate. Today's marketplace does seem to be offering some new dynamics. We've got a lot of people from the peninsula, Silicon Valley areas. They're moving up here, a lot of cash. How does someone compete with that those type of all cash offers today?
You know, it's tough. It really is tough. I recently worked with a young couple. I had sold them a condo a couple years ago, and they actually made $100,000 profit. So we got their home in escrow, and we went out, and we made five offers on properties. And they had a good, healthy down payment, but it was all subject to the close of their escrow. Mm-hmm. And we were competing against several cash offers, mm-hmm. and also on some of the houses, people maybe didn't have all cash, but they were coming in with good chunks of money.
Sure.
So, you know, when we finally were able to get a house that they loved, which I kept telling them, it happens for a reason. You will end up with a house you love.
Yeah.
The reputation of the agents are really important that you work with.
Yeah.
Happened to be the agent had been in the business 30 years. I've been in the business 40 years. We've done lots of business together.
Yep.
And when I'm telling her I can close this deal, she took our offer over four other offers.
Yeah.
And I was so excited when I called my client. My client burst out crying and made me almost want to cry because we just tried so hard so many times to get a house. So I can't tell you, it is difficult when you go up against these cash offers, but it's not always the cash offer that's the determining factor with a seller accepting an offer.
That's a great point. You know, cash is one part of it, but you know, the lenders, when we make a loan, we're also issuing
cash.
It's just getting wired. So money is money, right? So there needs to be an education sometimes between the listing agent, selling agent, the buyer's agent, called the selling agent, and of course the seller that, hey, just because this one's all cash and maybe they're trying to undercut you doesn't mean that this other offer with 10% down or whatever is a bad offer, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I try to explain that so many times. I'll get a cash buyer in my office, and they feel sometimes that because they're cash, they can go in at a reduced price or they can get some other benefits that somebody putting a loan would not have to get. But I've not had any problems with my appraisals lately. Even though we're in a market with an upward trend in value, all my appraisals have come in. And, you know, so that's usually one of the concerns with a cash offer versus an offer that where they've got to get financing.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the only obstacle is the appraisal, because at the end of the deal, the seller walks away with cash no matter which of those deals he takes.
That's right. And if you're just joining us, I've got Sandy Geary on the line. She's a realtor, and she just recently opened Prime Real Estate a couple months ago, right?
I did. I'm very excited about it. This is my fifth real estate office that I've opened. I had a REMAX for 17 years, and I had 30 agents. And during the downward trend that we all went through in 2006 and 2007, I decided to close it and went to work somewhere else so I could just kind of take a little bit of a break. And then, you know, I got my energy back. The market's been really good the last couple of years, and I bought some nice little office condos and decided to open up. This time I want to be a boutique. Instead of being a big franchise, I just want to be a hands-on boutique taking care of my clients.
Well, it sounds like people would be greatly served to work with you. If they want to reach you, they can get you at 707-583-1120. Is that right?
That's correct.
So
my office number.
Great. 707-583-1120. That's Sandy Geary. She's with Prime Real Estate and down in Roanoke Park, but I'm sure she works all over Sonoma County. We're going to head into a commercial break, but I know that you have a couple listings coming up, so I encourage people, give you a call, schedule a private showing. You've got, what, 3 or 4 listings in October coming, right?
I do. Really cute houses.
That's awesome. So we're going to have you back when we have more time. Again, Sandy Geary, real estate agent with Prime Real Estate, 707-583-1120. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, George.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Little commercial break. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Try to keep our topics relevant and interesting and cover wide ranges of the financial mortgage markets. That includes the reverse mortgage product. I think that there's a lot of misinformation about the reverse mortgage. In fact, I know there's a lot of misinformation about that. And it's becoming such a great product for our baby boomers, the group of people that are aging and heading into retirement, done a great job accruing and building equity in their home, especially with the strength of the recent housing market. And so I wanted to have a really great guest on again today. And his name is Merritt Barber. He's a reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division of Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Merritt, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Always great to have you on the show because, well, instead of me telling the listeners about your background, why don't you share with us your experience and history with the reverse mortgage product?
All right. Well, I've been in the mortgage banking business for 25 years, mm-hmm. longer than I want to admit. and specifically with the reverse mortgage product since about 2005 with my own company, where, you know, I developed with my team and the other owners of the company, one of the top retail reverse mortgage brands in the country. So I know a lot about this product, and, you know, me and my team are here to support our origination teams out in across the country, just like George. And so that's my background.
It's great. And, of course, you've been fighting the uphill battle of misinformation about this product. Can you share with us some of the common misunderstandings of the product before we talk about the benefits? I think sometimes it's easier to just knock out the misnomers and the misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's so true. We call them reverse mortgage urban myths. And, you know, it's just a tricky way for the bank to get your house. You don't really own your home. You know, you're going to lose your home equity after, you know, it's paid off.
Right.
I usually tell my loan officers that are asking me these questions or borrowers that, no, that's the reverse mortgage made in, you know, communist China, not the one made here in the United States. Right. We don't do things like that. So,
no.
Yes, there are a lot of urban myths. And,
and the biggest one being that the bank's going to keep your house. You don't own your house anymore. And that's not all what happens. You actually have a deed of trust recorded just like a conventional loan. It's just you don't make a house payment. So what happens to the principal that you're not paying over time?
Well, the interest accrues. Like if you borrow any money.
I'm sorry, I meant interest. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the interest accrues up in the cloud. And when the last person leaves the home permanently, the estate has many, many months to pay off the reverse mortgage with interest. And usually that happens 99% of the time. The estate sells the property. The mortgage payoff comes into escrow like any other mortgage. And the proceeds pay that off, and the equity goes to the estate in the heirs.
What's interesting is the table I've seen in our package that we issue as part of the disclosures. It allows for an annual growth. Typically, we put in there 4%, right, Merritt?
Correct.
And 4%. The interest rate that we will associate for the product, they're generally adjustable rate mortgages, but there's this period of over 20 years or so where they're kind of pretty close to each other projected out, and you're not losing a lot of equity over time.
Correct. You know, the average home appreciation we put into the supercomputer is 4%. So really the equity is treading water, and it's not really eroding like people might think that it would. The product is really designed by HUD, by FHA, so that there is equity left over for the heirs. It's not designed to be upside down. Now, there are times when that happens, and there are wonderful safeguards if that does happen. This is a no-recourse loan, so that if it is underwater, the federal government has to eat that loss, not the estate.
I think it's important for people to realize this is a federally insured loan program. And
correct.
When the equity, if the equity, I should say, were to disappear completely, they don't come back. That's what you're saying. It's not a, it's non-recourse loan. They're not coming back to the estate saying, well, now you owe us an extra 20 grand.
Correct. It's a non-recourse loan.
That's what that means.
That's the legal term for it. And it's heads I win, tails they, the, you know, HUD loses.
You know, and, Merritt, there's this ongoing discussion I'm having with people about gridlock in our marketplace and baby boomers not really knowing what to do with their equity, not knowing how to move down. And I'm actually joined in the studio here with Adrian Roach. He's one of our top realtors in the area with W Real Estate. And, you know, I wanted to bring Adrian in on this because a lot of people don't realize that you can use the reverse mortgage for purchase loans. Is that something you ever see, Adrian?
Not that I've seen personally. But actually, just listening to that, two misnomers that I had in my mind, you know, were just taken care of. So
yeah.
I'm definitely glad I stayed and sat in on this because, you know, I learned a couple of things just now.
Yeah. So do you see the being able to use a purchase reverse mortgage as a viable option for some of your clients?
That would definitely help for sure. And it just gives another option on the table to where, you know, everybody's kind of stuck in this, well, you know, I don't know if I want to sell because I don't have anywhere to go. When you're presented with, you know, different options on the table, such as this, this, you know, could be the light at the end of the tunnel that somebody needs.
Merritt, what do you see as the number one advantage to someone going into their senior years and looking at the reverse mortgage?
Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful way for seniors who are in a tough position because the price of everything that they need has gone up and their incomes haven't. They're getting squeezed. And there's about $6 trillion of senior home equity built up. It's about $200,000 per retiree household.
Wow.
And a reverse mortgage is an incredible tool to get access to a portion of that dormant, sleeping equity to turn it into cash so that they can use it today to live better.
I think that's the key. People, when they retire, always make less money. They don't make more money.
Correct.
And so their cost of living is going up. Mm-hmm. Their income is going down. So the absence of a mortgage payment, not paying $1,500 or $2,000 a month, means you're able to use that money or not have to come up with it.
Right.
Yeah, maintain
Correct.
Quality of life.
Their biggest fear is that their savings won't last. And a reverse mortgage is a viable financial planning tool to ensure that they can improve the quality of their lives. And, you know, how is a senior going to get access to this dormant equity? Well, they could sell their house. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do that.
They got to live somewhere.
Yeah. Right. And to get a traditional mortgage is very difficult to qualify for. Plus, you have payments. So a reverse mortgage is really one of the only ways to monetize, turn into money, that sleeping dormant equity for their use today.
If you're just joining us now, I'm with Merritt Barber. He's the reverse mortgage specialist, and he's the senior vice president of the reverse mortgage division at Bay Equity. I'm also joined with Adrian Roach. He's with W Real Estate, extraordinaire real estate agent. Great guy. And we're talking about reverse mortgage, and I think it's important for people that just tune in also to really understand what a reverse mortgage is and what it isn't. And as Merritt was just saying, you're not deeding your house to the bank. Most people that are upset about the idea of reverse mortgage, unfortunately, are the heirs of the estate, right, Merritt?
We used to see that in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, mm-hmm. I would have meetings with the potential borrower mm-hmm. and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were some kids that weren't too enthused about the idea of giving up a portion of their future inheritance. But I would always explain it. You know, your mother needs money today.
Yeah.
So you're either going to start writing checks now mm-hmm. with after-tax precious money or forego, potentially, a little bit of your inheritance in the future. Because your mom needs money. There's only a couple ways to do this. And usually they come around. They just don't think it through the entire way. And nowadays, we don't hardly ever see that. Most of the kids have been writing checks because the times are getting more difficult for their parents.
Right.
And they're looking at the reverse mortgage as a way to relieve that pressure. They have, you know, they have kids in school. And it's precious money that they're having to write checks to their parents for. And this is a way to get out of that.
Well, we know that, what is it, over 50% of Americans don't even have 1 month's worth of savings in their bank account.
Focus group analysis tells us that the seniors' greatest worry is that their savings is going to run out.
Right. And it could. A lot of them were not seniors 10 years ago.
Correct.
And they were working, and they went through the mortgage meltdown, or they went through the recession.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have bad credit. Some of them lost income. Lots of people lost retirement. And now the market's rebounded, and this product really helps them, doesn't it?
That's a really good point about the market. You know, part of this is for seniors, for our retired people, is to understand the timing of the place that they're at right now. Right this second, their home equity is at an intergenerational high. It's above the 2008 peak,
mm-hmm.
which makes my stomach hurt a little bit. And interest rates are at an intergenerational low. Now is the time to get the most out of a reverse mortgage. In the future, what if property values go down? What if interest rates go up?
Right.
They'll get less of a reverse mortgage, or they won't get one at all. So I would encourage all retirees, if you have questions about a reverse mortgage, you need to call George. His team, backed up with my team, will help you understand what a reverse mortgage can do for you. And if it's right for you, George is not going to sell you. He is going to just guide you and teach you. And, you know, our prime directive at Bay Reverse is to treat each of our senior borrowers like they're our parents. It's our prime directive.
Yeah.
And we really beat it down through our organization, and we have hundreds and hundreds of incredibly satisfied seniors. They write us letters. They thank us. So I want to encourage everybody out there, start asking questions
mm-hmm.
so that you can kick over rocks to see if this thing can help you. And if so, you know, you're going to be so excited to go out and visit your grandkids more often than you can do now.
Yeah, or put some food on the table. You know, folks, you're going to use your equity so that you don't have a monthly mortgage payment anymore. You're going to still own your house. It's actually tremendously easy to qualify, but you know, there are some things that we do. We will do a questionnaire, And as Merritt said, my job is to provide information and ideas. So if you're interested in learning more and working with a direct lender of the reverse mortgage product, a local lender, that's Bay Equity Home Loans. You can give us a call at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. We got to run. Merritt, I appreciate you joining us so much. And hey, I see a tremendous opportunity for our listeners here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
All right. And Adrian Roach, thanks for coming in. We got to run.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back next Wednesday. We'll have you on again soon.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. Be good. See you.